Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 21, I am determined to see things differently. If you were to put a red flag on one of the most important lessons in this book, it is Lesson 21. When you are determined to see things differently, you are saying and doing so much. What you are saying is that you are looking at a certain situation and you are willing in that moment to leave a space for your higher mind to show you something new, to help you and to heal your misperceptions. This is not an easy task. If you're engaging in a situation that seems very overwhelming or problematic, your mind is very preoccupied with all of the definitions and the judgments and the past experiences that you've already had, and it becomes very challenging to leave a space between what is happening as we see it and what is possible. And in this lesson, I am determined to see things differently. You are allowing that space to be left so that healing can be accomplished. Remember that your thoughts are creating all of your experiences 100% of the time. Everything that you see is coming from a projection of your own mind. And in order to get to the healing that you desire, we must turn over our thoughts and let them be healed for us. One thing I learned a long time ago is that it's important that we don't go to our own mind for healing. I use this analogy that if you were to stop and ask directions of a person in order to get somewhere, and they gave you bad directions and you lost your way, would you go back to that same person and ask for directions yet again? The answer is no, you would not. You would find another source to get the right information. So today, whatever you are facing, if we can recall that we are facing our own thoughts from the past, we are looking at them manifested in front of us. It is not likely that our own mind will know how to perceive it differently. That's why it is essential that we go to the higher place of our divine intelligence and leave a space so that that wisdom that is within us, the wisdom that knows no fear, no judgment, no challenge, it can absolutely endow us with a new perception so that we can see our situation differently and then beautifully have the effects of our healed perception. The miracle is on its way. Don't lose your faith. Keep your faith. Withdraw it from illusions, place it on God, and allow that space to be utilized for your happiness. Be vigilant today, and you will be happy. Amen.